Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving deep into the exciting world of R-Code. This AI coding agent is making waves, and we've got the inside scoop on the latest updates.
R-Code, huh? It's like that supercharged cousin of Cursor, right? Packed with features, living right in your editor, doing everything from file juggling to browser automation. I'm all ears.
Exactly. And version 3.3 is a game changer. Think code actions, instant fixes, and refactoring suggestions right at your fingertips, like having a coding guru whispering in your ear.
So, no more endless debugging sessions? Sign me up. What else is new?
Get this, markdown editing. Finally, you can ask R-Code to create and edit markdown files directly. Documentation just got a whole lot easier.
That's huge for keeping everything organized. I'm always struggling with documentation. Anything for us control freaks?
Absolutely. Custom file restrictions. Now you can tell R-Code, hey, Mr. Technical Writer AI, stick to the markdown files, okay? No more accidental code edits from your specialized AI roles.
Got it. So it's like giving your AI a designated work zone. Smart. What about those modes you mentioned earlier?
Oh, the modes are even smarter now. Self-initiated mode switching. R-Code can now intelligently switch between modes based on the task. Writing code? Boom, code mode. Time for tests? Bam, test engineer mode. It's like it can read your mind.
Whoa, that's next level automation. So like less manual switching, more coding magic. But what if R-Code goes rogue?
No worries. They've got you covered with checkpoints. Think of it as a safety net. You can roll back changes if R-Code takes an unexpected turn. Plus, you can even view the diffs to see exactly what changed. Talk about control.
Nice. That's like a coding undo button on steroids. So, what about fine-tuning the AI's responses? Any updates there?
You bet. You can now configure model temperature per provider config. Want more creative responses? Crank up the heat. Need precise, deterministic answers? Cool it down. It's all about customizing the AI to your exact needs.
I see. Interesting. So it's like adjusting the AI's personality, right? Making it more playful or more serious, depending on the task. Brilliant. What's the future looking like for R-Code?
Well, one of the contributors told me they're moving beyond just being a cursor fork. They're aiming to be their own product, with a clear direction and a community-driven approach. Think open source, crowdsourced awesomeness.
That's exciting. A true testament to the power of community. Any final words of wisdom for our listeners?
Definitely subscribe to the World of AI newsletter for all the latest AI news. And don't forget to check out all the links in the description. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Catch you next time on Nutty's Show.
Goodbye.